bathing baby Buddha. Apparently, it's an ancient custom. I don't know much about it, though I like the idea of celebrating Buddha's birthday by setting up a baby-sized statue of him standing on a lotus flower in a large golden bowl of water, so his disciples and admirers can give him a bath. It's part of a lengthy ceremony that includes meditation, chanting, and Dharma talks, at the end of which a couple hundred of us take turns bowing to, then washing the baby, who wears a golden sash and has his right hand raised, forefinger pointing up, as if to say, "That's where I came from," or answering the question, "How old are you?" Or perhaps responding to the query, "What do all the millions and billions and trillions of things and people add up to?" There are rose petals floating in the water, and a yellow flower-shaped sponge on the end of a stick to use for the ritual bathing. I imagine there's some arcane meaning to all this, some esoteric aspect of purification I don't quite get, as I arrived late, straight from a canoe trip, and can probably use a bath myself. But whatever the metaphysical implications may be, I find it easy to believe that a little Buddha can get kinda dirty playing with the other kids and need a bath at least once a year, coming back millennium after millennium, until someone remembers to wash behind his ears.